Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. National FFA Week is not only a time to focus on the FFA members across the state, but also a time to reach out to a new generation and celebrate the contributions of those who got their start in the organization. Matt Colliff with the Kentucky FFA says many chapters spend time reaching out to potential new members.
Chapters do all kinds of activities to try to promote what they're doing at the local level, so we'll see everything from recruitment activities in the local high school, like an Ag Olympics. They'll be doing things at elementary schools, educating them about food and where food comes from, community service projects, including meal packing events and some different community partnerships, and then lots of recreational activities.
Colliff adds FFA means a great deal to those who wear the blue and gold jackets.
That blue jacket means an awful lot to them while they're in FFA, and then for many of us, it means an awful lot to us after we graduate and move on to various stages of life.
He notes FFA has molded many local and state leaders.
Several members of the legislature, Richard Heath, the chair of the House Ag Committee, and different folks like that, and Warren Beeler from the Governor's Office of Ag Policy. Of course, our Commissioner Ryan Quarles, we always point to those guys. But there's so many folks who maybe are not as notable and recognized, but who are leaders in their communities, whether they're on the school board or they're active in the Kiwanis Club, or they're just good leaders in the local ag community.
We'll discuss the role the FFA advisors play in a moment.
At the core, most any farm is a family, and I'm proud to work with my family every day.
It's hard to explain if you haven't experienced it, but farming is not just a living. It is a lifestyle.
You've got to love what you do. I love farming.
I think a lot of people are very happy to know that neighbors, people like us, are the ones raising their food.
And we want our neighbors to enjoy the same product that we serve to our family.
Kentucky farm families.
Feeding Kentucky.
Feeding the world.
Kentucky FFA's Matt Colliff says behind every great FFA chapter are the advisors.
Alan, it's just amazing how many people I meet across the state, and they tell me that next to their parents, their ag teacher was the most influential person in their life. And, that's true for me. I would tell people that both, all three of my ag teachers were very, very influential to me.
He recalls one special story that he heard many years ago.
I'll never forget Lawrence Hall, who was a member of in Caldwell County back in the 40s. His ag teacher, James Maddox, just changed his life. And Mr. Hall would tell you right now today that he would have never amounted to anything without James C. Maddox. So that's a story from a long, long time ago, but there's thousands of those stories going on in classrooms right now today.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.